continue discussing some halachos relating to Pesach, and today we're going to talk about the ideal wine to use at the Seder. Now, there are a lot of things you can talk about when it comes to wine. We can talk about wine versus grape juice. I just got a shaila yesterday about someone who's allergic to grape products. I got a shaila a couple of years ago. I got a call from someone who said, my friend is over for Pesach, and we have a problem with dalakosa. No, they said we have a problem with charoses. So what's the problem? I said, my friend is a nazir, and wine is one of the ingredients in charoses. Like, I think you might have a problem with dalakosas also, and with a crazy friend. But the issue I want to discuss today is the issue of what exactly is the ideal wine. A lot of people are makbet to dafka have wine that's not mevushal at the Seder. What's behind that? A lot of people are makbet to have other hidurim in their wine, whether it be the color, whether it be the ingredients in the wine with additives. So I just want to get to the bottom of what's behind all of that. So let's start with the color. Shulchan Aruch paskins in Sim Tafayin Beis Sifid Aleph, mitzvah lachzar achar yayin edom im ein halavan meshubach mimenu, the Rama adds, that you're supposed to have red wine unless the white wine that you have is a better wine than the red wine that you have. But ideally it should be red wine. So the Taz and the Magen Avraham and other posts can explain, quoting the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkat Lamaches, that the reason is because the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Chesav and Beis says that we learn that Yayin Edom is Meshubach because it says Al Teri Yayin Ki Yis Adam. So wine is assumed, the ideal state of wine is assumed to be red wine. Another reason they quote is Zeich L'Dam, that Paro was Shochet B'nai Yisrael, and therefore we remember the Dam of the Jewish people that was lost in Mitzrayim, not the dam from Makas Dam, the dam of the Jews, the blood of the Jews that spilled freely through the streets of Egypt for all of those hundreds of years. So from the Lashon of the Ramah, im ein halav and meshubach mimenu, it seems that that clear that if the white wine is better, then you should use white wine, which seems more like the first reason, that the issue is that what's the ideal state of wine? So certainly ideally it's better to have good wine than to have bad wine. If it was just about a Zechel Adam, then even if the white wine were better, you would want to take the red wine. But we paskin, if the white wine is better, you go with the white wine. So in this beautiful sefer that I have called Kovitz Halachos on Hilchos Pesach, it's a collection of psakim and biurim of the psakim of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita. He quotes Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky as saying that it's mutter on Yantif to dilute the wine, not dilute, to add red if you have a white wine, and that's your better wine, you should add a little bit of red to it, take a little bit of red wine and pour it in, and that way the white wine will turn red, and that way you'll be mekayim both. You'll be mekayim the meshubach, as well as having the zeich ledam by having the red wine. And what about tzoveya? Isn't that a problem of tzoveya on Shabbos and Yantif? Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to be tzoveya? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chaf Sif Yotaz and Hilchos Shabbos says that Litim Karkum Betavshil Mutar Ve'Ein Lachosh Lo Mishum Tzoveya. Keywords: De'Ein Tzviya Ba'Ochlin Me'Ikar Adin. Being tzoveya food is not a problem of tzoveya. It's not a problem of dying when it comes to food. A lot of people, for instance, when it comes to making tea, will be makbid to first put in, let's say, if they use tea essence like the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, not to even use a Kli Shlishi, they'll first put in the strong tea essence at the bottom and then add the water to that, because if you add the tea essence to the water, it would be a problem of tzoveya sometimes, or a potential problem with tzoveya. But me'ikra din, you don't really need to do that, because me'ikra din ein tzviya ba'ochlin. Over here, it seems to be a bigger problem with tzoveya than by the case of the tea, because by the case of the tea, you don't really care about the color. What you care about is the taste. It just happens to be that one colors the other. Over here, you're actually doing this for the sake of the color. So there's much room to argue that even if you say ein tzviya ba'ochlin, that's because you don't care what color your food is. You just want to sometimes mix foods. But maybe when you do care what the color is, it should make a difference. And in fact, that is a Machlok Saposkim. You have to take a look in Siman Shin Chaf in Hilchos Shabbos. Prima Gadim has a lot to talk about over there. But the bottom line is, at least from Shmuel Kamenetsky's Pesach, is that you don't have to worry about Tzviya Ba'ochlin, even though clearly your intent is to make it red. Now, what about if you don't have red wine? Can you just add a little bit of red food coloring? Would that be Mekayim the Minhag? So on the surface, you say, sure, why not? You have it as long as it doesn't ruin the white wine, and it's still red. Practically, it's still red, so it should be Kiyum of the Minhag. So both Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the 9th parak of Halicha Shlomo and Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in the Sefer, in the 20th parak of the Sefer over here, I always forget the name, Kovetz Halachos, they both say that that is not sufficient, that the Minhag is dafka to use red wine. So if what makes it red is wine, then it's a kiyum of the minhag. But to just add a red food coloring or red something else is not enough to be mekayim of the minhag. He compares it to like putting the wine into a red cup that makes it look red. That's not a kiyum of the minhag. The minhag is that the wine itself should be red. Okay, one could certainly take issue with that, but that is the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. That's in terms of the color. What about yayin mevushal? So really, the halacha is for dalet kosos that it says beferish in shulchan aruch sim tafayin beis yotzim beyayin mevushal bekunditon. Person is yotze with yayin mevushal. Beis Yosef in Hilchas Kiddush writes mekadshin al yayin mevushal val yayin sheyesh bo dvash. You can make kiddush on yayin mevushal. There's no problem with making kiddush on yayin mevushal, and whatever is kosher for kiddush is kosher for dalet kosos. So really, maker adin, it's perfectly mutter. But in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Kiddush, he quotes a deya, a yesh omrim, she'in mekadshim aleihem. A yesh omrim, that you dafka shouldn't make Kiddush on yayin mevushal. So the minig is that we do make Kiddush on yayin mevushal, but some people, for the dalet kosos, dafka want to be makbid for this shita of the yesh omrim, not to use yayin mevushal. Where does this shita come from? Why not to use yayin mevushal? So the Rambam, in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, halacha yudalid, the Rambam writes, ein mekadshin ela al yayin haroy l'nas, that you're not allowed to make kiddush with any wine that you could not use on the mizbeach for the nesachim. Lefichachim nesariv bo dvash o saor afilu ketipas achar dobel chavis gedola ein mekadshin lo. If there's any additive to the wine, the Rambam says, a little bit of honey, or for that matter, sugar, a little bit of anything in the wine to sweeten it, you cannot use it for the mizbeach. Mimela, you cannot use it for kiddush or dalid kosos either. And that's what the Rambam writes, that kachanu morin, that's what we paskin, that you're not allowed to use any of these wines. And the same thing is true, the Rambam talks about mevushal as well, that it's considered mevushal is the same thing as having, the Rambam writes, lahotzi magula o sharecho ra o mevushal she'in mekachin alechen me'elu. If it's a bad smelling wine, if it was wine that was left exposed, if it was cooked wine, then one cannot be mekadish with it, presumably because it is a griusa in the wine, it's bad. The wine is not good wine when it's mevushal. That is that shita in Rishonim. So there are people that try to dafka be makbid to be yotzei the shita sarambam. But if you're going to be yotzei the shita sarambam, you need more than just not mevushal. You need to make sure that there's no sugar added, and you need to make sure that it has a reasonable alcohol content. That it has to be the alcohol content we'll get to in a second. But you need to make sure about certain things, that it has to be royal nasech al gabem zech with all of the halachos. You have to go through the sugya and babasra very carefully about what exactly is royal nasech al gabem mizbech. Rav David Willig over here in our yeshiva spent a long time trying to find shitas harambam wine, a wine that would work lechaladeos, that would be absolutely perfect. I don't know if his search turned up anything that to his satisfaction, but his brother Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita said that we're not makbid about any of these things. We use yayin mevushal, we use yayin that has additives. We paskin like the Rambam says in Shulchan Aruch, like the Shulchan Aruch says, like the first day in Shulchan Aruch, that it's not a problem, that we're not makbid about these things for kiddush mele, we're not makbid about these things for yayin either. Even someone who is makbid about it and doesn't want to have yayin mevushal at a seder, most of the poskim assume that if you pasteurize wine, that is not considered to be mevushal. That would not qualify as yayin mevushal, because yayin mevushal is something that takes away the quality of the wine. But when wine goes through pasteurization, even great experts can't tell the difference between wine that's been pasteurized and hasn't been pasteurized. It's not recognizable in the taste. So many poskim say that would not be a griusa. It would not be something that would take away from the quality of the wine at all. Another thing to be very careful about, if you want to be makbid, that you have non-mevushal wine at your seder. A lot of times at your seder, you also have non-shomrei Shabbos. You have people who their handling of the wine may cause halachic problems with being able to drink the wine. So it would probably be best to not be so makbid about the chumrah of yayin mevushal and to be more makbid about the halacha of stam yenam that you run into when you're dealing with people who are not shomrei Shabbos at your seder table. So that's another very important factor to keep in mind. What about wine that has extremely low alcohol content or even no alcohol content? So pashtus is that a grape product is fine for dalet kosos. It doesn't have to have alcohol content. However, Rav Moshe was known to have paskind that if you drink, let's say, grape juice, you're not yotze yidei cherus. You yotze dalet kosos, but the mitzvah of cherus that you're supposed to have with dalet kosos, you're not yotze because there's no cherus without alcohol. That was Rav Moshe's shita. And the Sefer Kol Dodi, Rav David Feinstein Shlita, Rav Moshe's son, writes that it needs to be yayin ha-meshaker for another reason also. The Talmud Yerushalmi says that you need the tam and the marah of yayin. And the Rashbam writes in Pesachim Kuf Chesamid Beis Dibra Maskal Altera Mechlal Di Yayin Nami Mare Ba'i V'Taima Nami Ba'i K'demazer Alei Shalol Lehishtaker. So the Rashbam, as part of his definition of Tam and Mare of Yayin, says that it has to be something that can get you drunk. Something that has no alcohol content cannot get you drunk. So Rav Moshe holds that there needs to be some alcohol content. How much alcohol content does there need to be? So even Lashitas Rav Moshe does not need to be very much. That's because the Rama writes in Siman Reish Dalet Siv Hei that Yenos Shalanu, even our wines, which are not so strong, if you dilute it with 6 times water to wine, you would still make a bar priyagafen on it. It would still have a din of wine. Now, wine, the metzias is that you cannot have a wine that has more than, let's say, 15% alcohol. And yet, it's just simply, it won't make it. It will fall apart. It won't work. If you ask someone who makes wine, if they can't make, there's no such thing with making a pure wine that has more than 15% alcohol. So if the halacha, the Rama says, is that when diluted 6 times water to wine, it would still be bar priyagafen, would still have a din of wine. So obviously you see that even if it has, as little as 3% alcohol, that would be totally fine. That would still have a din of yayin. So that's why they make these special Pesach wines that are not mavushal and that are sweet and that have very, very little alcohol, so that when you, by the time you're done drinking 4 kosos, you're nowhere near drunk, you just have a massive stomachache. So that's the those are the various hakpados people have with dalet kosos. Okay.